T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, y'all. It's Lisa Starr here, and I know I sound different. It's just that I've got that Leslie Jordan's voice in my head. And it's just driving me crazy. I thought that if I could just figure out how to talk like him, then maybe I could get his voice out of my head. You know, he's such an amazing homosexual. It's just so hard for me to think about anything else these days, but how beautiful it is that we have had like 40 years worth of Leslie Jordan's beautiful little midget body just blessing us with his little rage and homosexual sayings, and you know, of course, his sense of fashion. I appreciate all the things that he has given us, but mostly I am just living for his Instagrams. You know, I thought a man of his age, that his mama would be dead, but apparently she's everywhere, because he just keeps talking to her in all these videos. You know, apparently she's a very, like, what do you call it? She's a very private person, which I guess is totally reasonable. But, I mean, Leslie Jordan himself's got to be, like, 60, 70 years old. So his mama's got to be, like, at least 90 if she was a lady when she had him. You know, we don't know, because they're such private people. But he talks to that woman all the time, and every time I watch his videos, I'm like, is he talking to a ghost? Was he so close with his mother that he brings her to every room he's in? He brings her to every house he's in? Because I have watched him travel across the coasts in these videos, and you know what? He's talking to his mama in every single one of them. And I just can't understand, were they that tight in life? Is she following him as a person or as a ghost? And will we ever meet her? I mean, he tells her everything. All kinds of crazy things that he's done. All of his shenanigans from the olden days before he got sober. And I just can't think of anything else but his, like, storyline. Not just in Will and Grace, but apparently my fear of adults yelling at me may come from some commercials that he starred in the 80s. Although, you know, as a child, I had to sneak television because I grew up in a cult. Most of y'all know that. And so I don't specifically remember any of the commercials. I always felt like commercials were a waste of valuable time. Like, you could only sneak television in to the few, like, 15 or 20 minutes that your mother or father were just distracted. So I would sneak off to the garage and watch like 10 minutes of television at the lowest level I could, just so I could figure out, you know, what my friends were talking about on the, like, I'm just kidding. My friends didn't talk to me about television. They knew I was in a cult. No, I just loved television. When I was a little girl, I would sneak off and watch the television and try to figure out what I was missing being in this cult. Man, I chafed against that cult so bad. You know, the older I got, the more I realized that any cult would probably make me chafe because I'm such a whore, you know? And it's not just that I'm a whore. It's that I think everybody should be a whore. You know, a friend of mine just confessed to me that they'd never had an orgasm recently, and I went out and I bought them the least intrusive vibrator I could find. I'm sorry if this southern accent isn't maintaining well. I'm trying. I know it's terrible, and I can't believe you listened this long. Anyway, I just wanted you to know that I cannot think about anything other than Leslie Jordan. He is the only thing that is getting me through this coronavirus nonsense. And you know, I am still in my house. I have not gone to the weed shop where I used to work. I have not gone outside to celebrate, even though the parks are open. I did go to the park with a friend of mine. We both wore our gloves and masks and sat 6 feet away from each other for 20 minutes 2 days ago, and that was my big out and out the week. Other than that, I am in my home just going through all of the art supplies I've got here, trying to figure out if there's some way that I can just be super, like, productive and emerge as an ultra positive artist in this time. But you know what? I don't know if that's really gonna be my story. I think I'm just gonna keep making some snarky shit, and people will just keep, I mean, largely ignoring my contribution to the culture. I have sold quite a few snarky cards in total in my life, but I don't know if that many people have actually seen them. You know, I'm trying to increase my Twitter and my Facebook and my Instagram. I'm trying to be on social media. I'm trying to get people to listen to me because I do think I have some good ideas. Like that whole everybody should be a whore thing. You don't have to be a whore, but you do have to know how your body works. And orgasms are just like little volcanoes. And I say that because a friend of mine and I were talking about the coronavirus, and she was saying, you know, we were just due for a plague. This isn't the ultimate tragedy of our lifetime. In our lifetime, we will see a bigger crisis than this. And I said, what crisis are we going to see? Is it zombies? She said, no, duh. It's, of course, it's the environment. It's coming crashing down. It's still coming crashing down in 10 years. We don't have a plan for that. She's right. We may still be fighting coronavirus in 10 years when the planet collapses. We don't know. But it was nice of her to put it in perspective. And she's right. Every 100 years there's a plague. We're having one now. And it's about time. And we would have been prepared if that nitwit in the presidential site hadn't just fired everybody who could have warned us and helped us plan for this. But you know, as long as he monetarily benefits from the chaos, I'm totally okay with everything he does. I'm sure that, oh sorry, I got into the sarcastic mode on Twitter today. No, I'm not okay with it. I think that he is costing lives. He's cost a lot of lives already, actually. I don't think that 60,000 people would be dead if we had all gotten together as a country and worked together. But he likes the corporate fight. He likes to see who's gonna win. He likes to put his fingers on the scales. He likes to see how much his buddies can make off of our eventual death. And he doesn't mind the fact that, for the most part, he's just gonna force the people who are poorest in his country to work themselves to death, which is what you're doing if you're working and not wearing any kind of PPE. If you're an essential worker, you're not going to be protected. You're going to come into contact with this virus. You're going to have to fight it off. And if your work doesn't compensate you for that risk that it puts you in, it kind of makes you a slave. You know, a lot of people in our economy who have to work right now, the necessary workers right now, the people who are showing up to those jobs are showing up because they don't have a choice. They're not brave. They're destitute. That's slavery. If somebody has to put their lives on the line to feed the children, and the only way for them to feed their children is to sacrifice themselves, that is not a first world situation. Do you understand? Him letting his workforce die off in this first wave rather than protecting them means that he's accepted that that we are no longer a first world country, as far as I'm concerned. Like, that is some bullshit. But I have the support of family members, so I am privileged, and I can say that I don't have to put my body on the line in order to feed myself right now, which is lucky for me, but not everyone is that lucky. And I don't know what to do about it besides to start harassing Congress about how they are protecting the people who are vulnerable right now. So I'm going to be making some phone calls this next week. I think that's actually everything that's going on with me right now. I still apologize for the southern accent. I know that it doesn't get more better as I go. It just gets worse. And I really appreciate you hanging in there with me to check in. Later on today, tonight, you know, it's midnight. That's when I make all these recordings in the bathtub. Later on tonight, I will be making a video showing you how to make a mask out of a bra. I think you're gonna like it. Boobs will be jiggled. I will see you in the future, my friends.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.